each and every one this evening. We do give you a very warm welcome in their service tonight. The Lord bless you all. I do greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And just to say that as a fellowship, we've been raising some money to send Bibles to Pakistani, to the church that I've come in contact out there. They need Bibles. And anyone that wants to help out for that, feel free. You're very welcome. Contact one of our deacons. You can go on to Omega Ministry Church Shop, and there's numbers on there if anyone wants to. We really appreciate that, and we just thank the Lord tonight. We also want to pray this evening for Amanda Brown and the whole family, that God will really touch this dear sister and heal her, that she'll be here for many years yet for her family and children, a young woman, and we just want to pray for God's mercy for dear sister Amanda. I want to preach tonight on the blood of Jesus Christ, forgiveness of sins through the blood of Christ. And when we think, sometimes maybe we hear something that disturbs us, but we have to remember that it is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin, and every single one of us needed that cleansing and do need the cleansing of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I want to just pray before I read Romans 5 verse 8 tonight, and I want to pray for Amanda Brown. I believe that is the right second name I have, Amanda Brown, and that God will touch her, and anyone else needs prayer this evening, may the Lord touch you, whatever your need is. Praise God. Father in heaven, we bow before you in the name that you have set far above every other name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for this privilege that we have as the people of God, that we can come and enter in boldly because of the rent veil into your very presence, into your Shekinah glory. Lord, we would come this evening and we would say with the hymn writer, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Father, I ask especially for the precious blood of Jesus to cover each and every one of us tonight, to forgive us every wrong thought, wrong word and wrong deed this evening. Cleanse us and wash us in your precious blood. Save the lost and heal the sick, I pray, in Jesus' precious name. I ask for the tremendous presence of the Holy Spirit to come over the airwaves tonight, to be in this room, to come upon me. And I do take the Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you that you do, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray for Amanda that from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, that the power of God will go through her body. I curse the spirit of infirmity over her life in the name of Jesus Christ. By your stripes, she's healed. Touch her sister, we pray, and bless the whole family in Jesus' precious name this evening. I pray for others tonight that's asked for prayer, even those that maybe we don't know their names, but Lord, that you'll answer the prayer. And Father, give the heart's desire in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you this evening. I give you all a warm welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We had a wonderful service at our drive-in this morning with our elder, Brother John McKinstry, brought a tremendous message from the book of Acts. We really appreciate our Brother John and the word this morning. And it will be on our church website, Omega Ministry, Banbridge. And you can go in there under the archives and listen to any of the sermons. If they help you, the Lord bless you. That's our job, as it were. We're here to reach out to the lost and dying generation with the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Romans 5, verse 8. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God's word assures you and me that we can be saved from the guilt of sin and the wrath. And the word of God informs us that your salvation depends not only on, you know, what you do or what I can do, but it depends completely on what God has already done on the cross. That's why the Bible calls it the good news. The good news, the gospel, is the good news about God, that he's reached our world, and in believing these glad tidings, you can and will be saved. This is the good news, the gospel. God's shining, that's what it is. God's shining, penetrating love. Now, I want to speak a little bit about sinning. Now, sinning is a stronger word than strengthless. So you have a word called strengthless, then you have a word called sinning, and sinning is a stronger word than strengthless, but it is strong in the wrong direction. Let me say it like this. Strengthless indeed towards God and holiness. That's what we were. We were all yet without strength or vigorous and active. We were all vigorous and active, but in sin. So every one of us were strengthless towards God, but we were all vigorous, we were all active in sin. And the Bible tells us we're born in sin, sheep in iniquity. And what did God do? What does God here say? It was while we were thus sinning that Christ died for us. So this is a good news message tonight. Jesus Christ died for every one of us while we were sinners. God hates sin, but he loves a sinner. And thus God hath commanded his love toward us. God has commanded his love toward us. Praise God. It is most astonishing, this announcement, that God is commanding his love toward us. A love of uncaused, a precious love that he's given us. God, you know, think of it like this. Salesmen command their wares to those whom they deem able and willing to buy them. That's what salesmen do. Salesmen will command to you their wares if they think you're willing and able to buy them. But God commands his tender love to us. For he loved us as wretches, occupied in sin, unable and unwilling to pay him or even obey him. This is the absolute grace of the mercy of Almighty God. This is truly what John 3:16 is all about. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Romans 5 verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, that's the right appointed time, Christ died for the ungodly. 2 Corinthians 5 and 21 tells us, for he hath made him to be sin for us. This man Jesus that knew no sin, that death had no claim upon, he became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So we need the Lord Jesus Christ and his righteousness. We have absolutely none of our own. We need the Lord. If by simply believing the good news about what God through Jesus Christ has done for sinners, we can become partakers of Jesus Christ, partakers. Ephesians 1 to 6 tells us, accepted in the beloved. It will become a matter of personal consciousness and spiritual joy that we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1 verse 7 tells us this, and write these scriptures down. I know I'm a preacher that uses a lot of scriptures. I don't apologize for that. I love the word of God. It's my absolute. Ephesians 1 verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. So it is through the blood of Jesus Christ we have forgiveness. There is no other way of absolution. Only through the blood of Jesus Christ. If you've sinned and your conscience is troubling you today, you need to come to that fountain that was opened at Calvary, that that blood that was drawn from Emmanuel's veins on the cross, and that will wash you from all sin. Acts 13, verse 38 and 39 says this: "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses." So the law could never cleanse you. The law could never make you clean. But it is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Preaching Jesus Christ brings forgiveness. Isn't that wonderful? You must understand and settle it in your mind. Forgiveness of sins lies at the very threshold of the Christian life. It is a blessing needed, and glory to God, it is a blessing obtainable right now, here, tonight. You must have forgiveness or you'll perish. You can and must have it right now. You won't have peace without this forgiveness. It is a blessed and delightful thought that you may have your guilt of your past and your present sins forgiven, blotted out from the very memory of God forever. God pardons freely at once. There is nothing you have to do, only come to the Savior. Come today. Make no delay. Come to the man, Christ Jesus. It's not come to the church. It's not come to the preacher or a priest. But it is an invitation. Come to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only way and the only truth and the only light. The Bible says the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 to 9. "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not even in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Now, you do not have to confess your sins to me, and I do not have to confess my sins to you, because you were born a sinner and I was born a sinner. But Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, was born without sin. He is the sinless, the blameless, the spotless Son of God. He can hear you. And his blood was shed specifically and specially to wash your sins and my sins away by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He does not say after you have repented more thoroughly. If you truly have repented, if you have done what the Bible says, if you've turned away from your sins, it means to turn around. Repent means to turn around. Tell God you're sorry for your stealing, your lying, your adultery, fornication, whatever it may be. Tell God you're sorry. And if you have thoroughly done it, you have no longer to spend weeks and days and months in agonizing prayer. You don't have to do it. He will hear you right away. After you become more thoroughly instructed in divine things, no, God can hear you right away tonight. After you pass through years of trouble and sorrow, no, then you have the hope of forgiveness. No, it doesn't work like that. But knowing that Christ died to pay for your sins, you are warranted on simply taking the place of a sinner and accepting of Jesus as your Savior, to believe that through the all-perfect merits of Jesus Christ, you are pardoned the very first moment you believe, and you enjoy perfect peace with God for the rest of your life. That's the real gospel. It's free, and whosoever will may come. Romans 4 verse 5 tells us, "But to him that worketh not, but on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." Peace with God through the forgiveness of your sins works program. But peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. You don't do works to find favor with God. There's nothing you and me could do of our own selves to find favor with God. But we can take John 3:16 to the whole world. God so loved the world. What's verse 17 saying? God sent not a son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You know, people talk about who God will save. My Bible is clear. My Bible said it is not God's will that any should perish. Young man, this evening, the Lord loves you. Young woman, this evening, the Lord loves you. And if you will simply come to Jesus Christ and put your trust in Christ alone, by faith alone, you can and will be saved. And his blood will cleanse you from all sin. It'll be washed away from the memory of God into the sea of God's great forgetfulness. No longer to be remembered against us anymore. Peace with God through the forgiveness of sins may be obtained right away in a moment, at an instant. No climbing up any ladders of works. But it is through the blood of Jesus Christ you can be forgiven. Colossians 1 verse 20 tells us this. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself by him, I say whether there be things in earth or things in heaven. Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You will notice our theme, and it's the Holy Spirit that leads this theme. It's not me. It's the Holy Spirit. Our theme is always pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't point you to anything else. Jesus Christ is our fountain. Jesus Christ is our hope, our sure hope, a rock in a weary land. Hope in Christ. 1 Peter 1 verse 18 and 19 tells us, for as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. There's no other man you could say that about. I don't care how good he is, but that man, whoever you show me, was born a sinner. But Jesus Christ was not born a sinner. He was God manifested in flesh to destroy the works of the devil. John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 says, the same became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Your sins have been paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. You are redeemed. That means you're bought back to God by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Young man or woman listening to me this evening, the devil no longer has a claim on you. The devil no longer owns you. Maybe you're struggling. Give it all afresh to the Lord tonight. Jesus Christ has paid for you in full with his own life's blood on the cross. He owns you this evening. He is your Lord and Savior and your Master. Yield to him completely tonight. Romans 3 and 26 tells us, to declare, I say unto you this time, his righteousness, that he might be justified and the justifier of him which believeth on Jesus Christ. In reference to the pardon of your sins, there is no time to be lost. Lose no time. But Hebrews 3:7 says this, wherefore as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice. If you hear his voice today, you must come. Today you must be forgiven. Don't put it off another moment, for no man knows what a day can bring forth. Today, accept God's pardon today. Mark 16, verse 16 tells us, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Those are strong words, but those are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Besides, you can do nothing else that will prove satisfactory to yourself or well-pleasing to God. Until you have obtained the forgiveness of your sins, and as pardon of sin is the first thing that you feel in need of, so it is the first thing which is presented by the God of love for your acceptance. God presents you the pardoning of your sins. Praise God, isn't that wonderful? 2 Corinthians 5:19, I'm almost finished. I won't hold as long tonight. Here it is. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. What you do with the gospel message here tonight will determine your destination for time and eternity. What will you do with God's offer of his precious blood to cleanse and pardon you? You've heard the simple message, the gospel simple. The Bible says that it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching the gospel to save them up who believe. Paul the Apostle tells us that the preaching of the gospel is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. I'm not asking you this evening, have you joined a church, or where you go, or what organization you follow, or what good man you're following after. I'm not asking you any of them things. What I'm asking you tonight, have you come to Calvary, to the person of Christ? Have you laid your hands on that sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ? And have you by faith confessed your sins to the Lord Jesus Christ? And have you asked him to pardon you and to wash your heart and your mind and your thoughts with the precious blood of Jesus Christ? If you've done that, you're saved. For the Bible is clear, the book of Acts, the book of Joel, and the book of Romans and Ephesians, it shall come to pass on the last day, saith God, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Maybe you're backslidden tonight. Maybe you're tuned in. Maybe there's more than one person and you're backslidden. You're not maybe where you should be. You don't attend the things of God. You're not reading your Bible. You're not praying and seeking God. The Lord still loves you. God can restore you the joy of your salvation tonight. Will you come afresh to the Lord? 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9 to 10, and I'm finishing after this verse. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Are you saved tonight? That's the most important question. Are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Can you go back in your life? And can you say on a certain day, at a certain moment, at a certain time, I met with the Lord? You know, you can bring a person up in the message. You can bring a person up in a church doctrine and all them wonderful things. They're all good. But that doesn't really mean much. Because if they're not born again, they're lost. They are lost. God has no grandchildren, only sons and daughters. Every single individual must have their own experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. Every single person must have an encounter with the man of Calvary, Jesus Christ. I invite you this evening. Will you come tonight? Will you come to the Savior tonight? Will you come to Calvary? Will you by faith lay your hands on that supreme sacrifice of the Lamb of God and confess your sins to him and ask him in your heart and acknowledge that God raised Christ from the dead and you can be saved tonight. And I believe when you're saved, you are saved for all time and all eternity. Then you can be praying and God can seal you with the Holy Spirit of promise. Bow your heads this evening wherever you are. And we're going to pray. I'm going to invite those that's tuned in tonight to pray the sinner's prayer. I don't know who will hear this message or where it will go. But I have to give an opportunity. This is the most important thing for people to be saved. I believe in healing. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But salvation is the most important thing. If you were to die without Jesus Christ as your Savior, you would be lost. But you don't have to do that. The Lord loves you. Young man, young woman, God loves you. I invite you to come right now. Bow your heads. Pray this prayer with me this evening. Pray it and believe it. And then after we pray this, I'm going to pray for those that are sick. Again, for Sister Amanda, that God will touch her. And others tonight, that God will touch them. Bow your heads with me. Be sincere and be real. Look this way as you pray and your eyes closed. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we bow before you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, Lord Jesus, come into my heart today. Come into my heart this day. Forgive me of every sin, every wrong word, every wrong thought, every wrong deed. Cleanse me in the precious blood of Jesus Christ right now. Wash me in your precious blood, Lord Jesus. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in my heart that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead according to the scriptures. Come in now, Lord. Save me now. In Jesus' name. If you're praying that, let us know and believe God. Begin to read your Bible and pray. Let us bow again. I want to pray for the children, for those that are sick, for those that need a touch from God this evening, that the Lord will have his way. Father in heaven, we bow before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bring before you again our sister Amanda. We pray for a healing touch upon her body. We know that healing is in the atonement. That by the stripes or wounds of Jesus Christ, we are healed. Heal others as well that need a healing touch tonight. Heal that man. Heal that woman. Heal that boy and heal that girl in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all our children, all our loved ones, that you'll cover them with your blood. And you'll save every one of them in Jesus' precious name. I ask for all the nurses, all our doctors, keep them safe. Watch over them, cover them with your precious blood in Jesus' precious name. Name. I pray for those in authority over this land that you'll give them. Amen. Amen. God bless each one. We're going to have our brother Gary sing again here before we go. Two of my favorite songs. He's Changing Me, Brother Gary and Sister Ruth, and then just a little longer. Tune in on Wednesday night at 7:30. I will be continuing to preach on spiritual gifts. And this Wednesday night, I will be preaching on the Word of Knowledge. Tune in and hear the Word of God, and may you be blessed. Praise God as you hear the words of God. God bless you all. want to. This is our last song this evening. Site. There's a little link on there, and the Lord bless you all this evening.